Welcome to Sent Torah for Parshat Mishpatim. The Torah tells us that when an Eved decides to stay with his master after 6 years, we take him to the doorpost and we pierce his ear. We all know Chazal tells us that the ear that heard Hashem at Har Sinai, "You are my slaves," Avadayhem, should be pierced for wanting to be a slave for somebody else. The assumption of the Torah seems to be that it's impossible to serve another at the same time as serving Hashem. This assumption seems to ring true until we investigate further. Most people in life serve someone else. For those that work, they are serving their boss or their jobs. Many free people in the world do not have any time to spend on their service of Hashem. They're busy running around after many other things. Even when their heart is true to Hashem, their time is still limited. It's also true for those who are working hard in college. They might simply not have as much time to learn daven with a minyan, do chesed, and all other things they used to do when they were in yeshiva or seminary. Are we considered avadim? Should we pierce our ears because we are staying with this slavery? Rav Goldwith once asked the following question. Which is better, a slave whose master tells him to learn Torah for 12 hours a day, or a free man who barely has enough time to learn for 15 minutes a day? His answer was the free man. He explained that the free man can go to shul each week on Shabbos and hear an idea week after week, and decide to change himself, eventually. The slave, on the other hand, is stuck. There is nothing else he can do, because he is not in charge. One can answer differently and say that the slave has abdicated all religious responsibility from himself. He has placed his ruchnius in the hands of another. The free man, even though he does not do as much, still controls his life, still takes responsibility for his own action, still makes decision, and is an active player in his avodas Hashem. Correct. Now, quantitatively, not doing as much as he could as the slave, but qualitative, he is doing much more. Because it is he that is doing it. Now, this idea is very important in today's day and age, where we lay the blame oftentimes for our failures on others, and we fail to take responsibility for ourselves. We blame our background, our parents, our schools, our institutions, the community, where we are in life. We need to realize that our spirituality is in our hands. Hashem realizes that at times we are able to do more and at times we are able to do less. But in the end, it is us that is doing it. We need to focus on what we do, see how we can increase what we do, how we can grow in every and any circumstances. Maybe not like we did when we were in Israel, but now, even though it might be less, it is actually more because we are in control and we are doing it on our own. May Hashem accept our avoda and may He help us grow every day so that we can be zocha to hear His words through the Torah as if we ourselves were in Matan Torah.